To illustrate their proposal, Democrats point to the death of an elderly Milwaukee man earlier this year. In June, he was left outside a nursing home by staff for 3 hours during a summer heat wave. Representative John Richards of Milwaukee says current law makes it more difficult to hold responsible parties accountable. That's because a change passed earlier this year prevents state and federal health investigation records from being used in civil and criminal actions against nursing homes.
The death of this man is tragic in its own right, but even more so because it might have been prevented altogether if he'd been properly cared for. To make matters worse, the facts surrounding this incident and others like it may never come to light.
The Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups is promising to make this bill, the Senior Citizen Protection Act, a priority in the next election. Executive Director Nino Amato says bipartisanship and pressure from advocates help save the state's prescription drug program, Senior Care.
This will happen. It's a question of when.
The Senior Citizen Protection Act does a number of things. It prohibits a nursing home from having admission agreements that limit or prevent families from suing if something goes wrong. And it provides a 30-day right of cancellation to any agreement. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.